Sunday Mass just ended at the Church of the Messiah on Detroit's east side. Some people head home, others make their way downstairs to the basement, where they grab a couple slices of free pizza and head into the discotheque. No, not that kind of discotheque. This discotheque looks more like a science fair with laptops and poster boards and wires and circuits. It's a traveling technology workshop where Discotech stands for Discovering Technology.
Uh-huh. What do you want to learn? What are you most interested in?
Well, I just want to learn how to Google. And
okay, the Google.
71-year-old Mary Nelson lives in the neighborhood.
I live over here. I'm Helen, and I'm the president of the Helen Street Block Club.
And she wants to figure out how to let her neighbors know what's going on without having to go door to door. Like with bulk trash pickup day, for example. It's pretty rare, comes around only 3 times a year. So when it does, it's Nelson's job to remind her neighbors.
You know, I had to make flyers for that. Then I had to go pay some little boys to walk down the street and pass them out. If they did, you know, they might have passed out part of them, got tired and not.
So Nelson came here to learn how to set up an email account or maybe create a Facebook group for the block club so she could send out reminders that way.
Really, these discotheques are about like showing the possibilities of technology to make our personal connections stronger.
That's Diana Nicera, one of the discotheque organizers. Her group, the Detroit Digital Justice Coalition, has recently opened 13 public computing labs around the city. This basement beneath the church is one of the computing labs. It's called the Mount Elliott Makerspace. Nicera's group throws discotheques a few times a year, each one a little different than the last.
We did a little surveying with people who work in these communities to see what stations would make the most sense. And that's where we got the Google apps and the educational resources and Facebook and Twitter, because they were like, this is what we want to know.
At this discotheque, there's also a big emphasis on do-it-yourself projects. You can learn about alternative energy by making a little windmill. A precocious 10-year-old named Raven Holston will teach you how to solder.
We take a LED. And LED stands for light emitting diode, okay? Just so you know that.
There's even a basic electronics station where folks can build their own mini synthesizer. Each station is run by a volunteer, so it costs next to nothing to put on the event. Discotheque's Diana Nicera says eventually they hope to create a how-to guide so any computer lab from Sault Ste. Marie to Southfield could put one on. 56-year-old Cherie Walton dropped by Discotheque to figure out how to set up a Twitter account and hopefully use it as a kind of neighborhood watch.
You know, everything in this city, particularly if you're poor, many times you feel abandoned. But what if through social media we could tweet things that would help keep children safe.
For more than 20 years, Walton has lived on Detroit's east side, considered one of the most violent parts of the city.
We need to be a part of the solution because no one else is paying attention to us, so we'll do it ourselves.
Do you think social media is going to help with that?
I hope so. I think that if you can get a group together, who knows where it can go.
Walton calls herself and her neighbors quiet foot soldiers. They're working hard to keep their little corner of the city clean and safe. Now they're quiet foot soldiers armed with a Twitter handle and a keyboard. I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.